Every one of us has been put here. Every one of us is unique and different and special. And I believe our creator, if I may use the word God, if I may, God has put you here for a reason. The question is, what is it? God does not create things without a purpose. Everything on earth serves a purpose. Why are you here? What are you here to do? What are you here to become, to create, and to give? These are some of the most significant questions that you can answer in your life. And even when you answer them, I'm sure that as your life expands, you'll come up with better answers as you get more experience and you get closer in touch with your own innermost being and maybe closer in touch with your creator as well. I'm really going to the essence of giving your life what you deserve, which is knowing that there are no mistakes, knowing that every little thing you do has a consequence. It can be a positive consequence if you choose it. The most powerful thing that has consequence in your life, though, is the thing we talk about so often, but I got to say it again, and that is what's really ultimately shaping our lives, are our decisions. The first decision is a decision about what to focus on. Boom, 35,000 people are fired. That'll definitely change your focus if you're one of the people. The question is, what's it going to change your focus to? Does it change your focus into what do you need to do now? Or does it change your focus into why did this happen to you? Or does it change your focus into what you have to say to your kids or your spouse? Where your focus goes is going to determine how you think, how you feel, what you do, ultimately what your life turns out like, what you're able to contribute. The bottom line is we must find an empowering focus out of any situation. The second decision that shapes our life and the meaning of our lives are the decisions that we make about what something means. Those 35,000 people, those are individuals, human beings, souls, that right now got to make some pretty important decisions. Not only what to focus on, but also what does this mean? Does this mean they were wronged? Does this mean their life is over? Does this mean that they have to re-educate themselves? Does this mean they have the opportunity to start up a new business? The meaning of this, only they can decide. They have to decide what it's going to mean for their lives. And those who've decided what it means is they've been wronged, they will be absolutely right. They'll have been wronged. They'll be able to find ways to back it up, and maybe they will have been wronged in some way. Maybe the free enterprise system did not support them. But those people have decided what this is a giant wake-up call. It's going to make them have to grow, even though they didn't want to, make them have to expand, make them look for new answers, make them have to go out and educate themselves, maybe start a new business, maybe create something brand new that adds even more value to life and people and themselves and their family than what they were doing previously. Those people will also be right. Meaning is ultimately something we determine. That's the exciting part about it, and that's the scary part about it. And the third decision, of course, is what are you going to do when something happens? See, so much of the fear that we see in life comes from the fact that most of us don't feel like we're in control. We're running around trying to control all the events of our lives. And every single one of us is going to experience multiple situations in our life, no matter how skillful we are, where we cannot control the event. Where it's just not something that we can control because we didn't initiate it. Anytime you're dealing with other people, this is going to happen. Anytime you're dealing with Mother Nature, this is going to happen. And you know what? Most of us in life are so afraid something's going to happen that we can't control, and therefore we're going to get pain, that we try to avoid those things we can't control. We try to shape our lives, where we spend our time, who we spend our time with, what we do, by environments that we feel really comfortable in, where we feel like we're really in control in them. But what that does is it limits the shape and quality of our lives. We've got to be willing to put ourselves out there to discover what we're really capable of when we're put in environments when we don't know what to do, when we don't know what things mean, when we're not sure. It's in those environments that we grow the most. It's in those environments that we discover more of our true purpose as human beings. It's there that our character is shaped. You know, so many times we set goals or we have dreams or we have plans and we work our tail off and it doesn't come out the way we want. And a lot of people come out of those situations disillusioned or angry or resentful or frustrated. They look for someone to blame. But you know, sometimes I really truly believe that not getting your goal is part of the design. It's part of the game plan, causing you to dig inside and discover more of yourself, to really begin to use your real capacity as a human being, those traits that are within you that only expand when they're challenged, when demands are made upon them. You know, I truly believe that God is not so much interested in our convenience as he is in our character. And I also believe that because something hasn't happened right away when you wanted it and designed it didn't work out, doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It's really a test of how committed are you. It's really a test designed to make you become more. God's delays are not God's denials, unless you give up, of course. If you don't do your part, then of course, whatever you've envisioned will never come to be. But we have to be willing to continue to put ourselves forth and know that events will show up that we can't control. So let me ask you a question. You go, okay, I understand all this, Tony, but how do you ever have a sense of certainty in a world that's changing all the time, where you set goals, you do all the right things, and it still doesn't always turn out right? How do you live in a world where suddenly something can happen? It could take away your whole business, or, you know, a storm could come and take away your home, or some calamity could happen to your personal family, or a disease could hit, or someone could die. How do you deal with all that? And the answer is, you have to know the one thing you can control is not events. What you control is what things mean to you. And therein comes the secret to life. Because no matter what happens in your life, the meaning of what has happened is yours. You get to determine it as long as you're conscious and you don't allow the people around you to teach you what to think. And as long as you don't just go on automatic pilot and allow your nervous system to make up connections that are false